Speaking of great performances, the new season of the Great Chicago Quiz Show starts Thursday, April 21st at 8 o'clock on WTTW. Host Jeffrey Baer joins us to maybe a preview for us, Jeffrey, some of the questions that you'll be... Well, it's a describe the format for the show first, if you will.
Okay, sure. Thanks for having me on. This is season two of the Great Chicago Quiz Show on WTTW. It's basically Chicago trivia, Chicago history and trivia. And I play a game show host on TV. I'm there in the studio wearing my game show suit outfit. And we've recruited some well-known Chicagoans and also just a lot of ordinary, everyday people. And because of the pandemic, they appear sort of virtually in the studio, competing with each other. There's no prizes or anything like that, but we have a lot of fun, and people learn things about Chicago along the way, whether you get the answer right or wrong.
Okay, give me an example.
All right, well, I've got a couple true-false questions to start you off with, because that's probably easier, right?
Bob and Steve, you can play, too, if you want. Go ahead, sir.
So you know about Half Day Road up there, kind of on the border of Highland Park on the North Shore?
Yep.
Sure. Okay. So true or false, Half Day Road is so named because in frontier days it was a half day's journey from Chicago.
I've heard this before. Now I don't remember. Or was there like a chief half day?
Oh, you're right. There you go. Yeah, many people raised up there think that this is the sort of myth that it was a half a day's journey in a wagon, but it was really named for a Native American chief, Half Day, which he was given the name because he could do a job in half a day that a normal person would take a whole day to do. My wife calls me Chief Two Day.
Yeah, my wife calls me Chief Never Going to Get It Done.
There you go.
Chief Call an Expert. Okay, yeah, give me another one.
All right, at the futuristic Chicago World's Fair, this is true or false. At the futuristic Chicago World's Fair of 1933, it's over where McCormick Place is now, and Northerly Island, one of the attractions at that World's Fair was an actual display of premature babies in incubators.
Bob, do you know the answer to this one?
I think there was such a thing.
Oh, yeah.
There was. There's a great picture, Living Babies in Incubators. This was a kind of a sideshow attraction at actually a lot of fairs like Coney Island and Riverview. This traveling doctor set this up, and mainstream medicine scorned him, but he's actually credited with saving thousands of preemies in the days before hospital-based neonatal care.
Right. Yeah, I've got a book about this guy. And
crazy.
Yeah. Okay, keep going. Give us another one.
All right, I'll give you, now we'll switch to multiple choice. No, actually, I got one more true or false because I love this one. True or false, the state beverage of Indiana is water.
Okay, what could it be for Indiana? Well, milk or beer? Do they bottle 7-Up or something there? Water, Indiana. I'm going to go, Bobby, you can play too.
I'm going to say yes. It just seems like an Indiana thing. Yeah, it's water.
No, it's false. It's false.
It's true. Indiana Senate Resolution Number 20 in 2007 recognized water.
Well, they elected Mike Pence. He's kind of, you know, why did I say that? Because he's not that interesting. That's why. Okay, give us a multiple choice one.
All right. Spoiler alert: this is one that's actually in the show that's going to be debuting. I don't know. I don't remember if it's in the first episode or not, but it's in the series, which debuts on Thursday on WTTW. The oldest public monument in Chicago commemorates what? A, wild onions, B, Senator Stephen A. Douglas, or C, the Illinois-Indiana border?
Chicago means old onions in some native tongue.
It does.
But
it does.
You know, a monument to that? Stephen Douglas? Boy, I think we'd have something before that. A monument? I will say the border of Indiana and Illinois. Bob, you got a guess on that?
I'm going to go with onions.
You think there's like a little onion on a pedestal somewhere made of bronze?
Well, if there is, I would be outraged and I would storm that thing and tear it down.
No, if there is, Jeffrey Baer would know about it and that would be know a lot about it.
What is it, Jeffrey?
John is right. It's the Illinois-Indiana border. Mm. An old line. If you remember that power plant that used to be right on the state line as you go along the Skyway there, they've since torn it down, right on the Lake Michigan shore. There's a limestone obelisk there surrounded by a fence that marks the Illinois-Indiana border. The idea of these were put out in a lot of places because once a state was opened up for settlement, people could, purchase land after the Native Americans were cheated out of their land. They could purchase land from the U.S. government. So they had these monuments on the state borders. So it is the oldest. It is still there. And it's the oldest monument in Illinois and actually also the oldest monument in Hammond, Indiana, because it's half in Illinois and half in Indiana.
Oh, I see. The Great Chicago Quiz Show starts at 8 o'clock on Thursday, April 21st. Jeffrey Bear is joining us. Has this happened before? I'll ask you to give us another question along these lines, but are there times where you do a question and an answer, and then after the show you realize that maybe your answer was wrong, or if not wrong, not perfectly right? Do you always, are you 100, are you hitting a 1,000%, Jeffrey?
So far, I don't think we've been fact-checked out of any of these questions. We do a lot of fact-checking ahead of time, but I do have to tell you, I mean, there have been instances in the past on my other programs on WTTW, rare, but have happened, where I see something get on the air and I'm like, oh, no. And as you know, in broadcasting, once it's out there,
it's hard to pull it back. But it must, what fun to dream. I guess there are every now and then you come across a factoid or a fun fact that is really fun, but it's too easy. Everybody knows that the longest street in Chicago is.
That's actually in our show.
Hold on, let me see if I can get it.
It's the longest in the world, too.
Is it?
I don't know about longest in the world, but
it's not Halstead, is it? It's not Clark.
No,
it's not.
No.
It's got to be one of the big North Southers. Would it be? It's not Broadway. It's not Halstead. It's not Clark. It's not. Is it Lincoln? How about Lincoln? How about Western?
It was once the western border of Chicago, Western Avenue.
Yeah,
and it goes way south beyond Chicago. It ends in a farm field somewhere south of Chicago.
Do they call it Western? All the way through?
I don't know. That part I don't know. But I do have to tell you, one of the things that's the most fun for me about this show, about doing this, is coming up with the fake answers. I love coming up with, answers that could plausibly be right, or in some cases are just silly.
Well, do the Rush one for me.
Okay. Well, this was, we did this in another show. I told you this earlier, so let me see if I can find this. So the Chicago's first medical school, Rush University Medical Center, was named in honor of Dr. Benjamin Rush, a man who also did what? A, signed the Declaration of Independence, B, founded the Canadian rock band Rush, or C, led the fight to reverse the Chicago River and save the city from waterborne diseases.
And you told me that off the air. Bob, is that easy for you? Because
yeah,
I got
actually,
this one wrong.
I took an occupational therapy class, and we learned about this guy. He's considered a pioneer in that field of occupational therapy.
And a signer of the Declaration of Independence, right?
No, he would have been not born yet, I think.
Well, that's what I thought. Yeah. So what's the answer?
He signed the Declaration of Independence.
Wow. Okay, I would have gotten that wrong.
Well,
we didn't cover that in my class.
More important that you know about the occupational therapy in an occupational therapy class, but I knew there was a Benjamin Rush who signed it, but I thought, well, that can't be the same one. It's not that old.
He was a beloved doctor in Philadelphia. He actually died before Chicago was even a city. But once the city was created and Rush Hospital and the first hospital was created, the founders of the hospital wanted to honor the only signer of the Declaration of Independence with a medical degree. And so they named it for him.
I'm just glad, Bob, you didn't say that it was the leader of the band.
Well, yeah, that Rush. As much as I would. No, that's Geddy Lee or...
Oh, wow. That's good.
Oh, yeah, he is. So any last questions you want to throw at us before we say thank you for today, Jeff?
Yeah.
Good luck on the show.
Well, I'll give you a suburban one.
All right.
For what or whom did a developer name the western suburb of Carroll Stream? A local meandering creek. B, an actual person named Carroll Stream. or C, an anagram of the developer's own name, Master Lorca?
Oh, nice, Master Lorca.
What I'm talking about.
Now, that was fun. That was not true, but that was fun. I thought it was two people, but I'll go with one person named Carol Stream.
Yeah, I think most people think it's a waterway, but it's actually the teenage daughter of the town's developer. It's kind of a strange story. She actually was in a car accident and was paralyzed. And while she was laying in a coma in the hospital, her father said, "If you recover, I will name the town for you." And actually, she did recover.
What's the history of the naming of O'Hare Airport? That was named after the major in the Air Force, right?
After Butch O'Hare, he was a flying ace in World War II. He actually died possibly in friendly fire. But the story behind him is that his father was Al Capone's business partner.
But then why is O'Hare O-R-D? And not OHA or something like that.
Well, this is another one of our trivia questions, because I made up some really good ones for that. My plausible, not true answers were that it stands for Oscar Romeo Delta, which are the navigational beacons that the pilots follow. Not true. And that it was sort of a nickname for the ordnance, ORD, that allowed the airport to be built. But actually, it was built as a military aircraft manufacturing facility on an old orchard in the northwest region north of Chicago, outside of Chicago. And so they just called it Orchard Field when it first opened, but then it was renamed for this war hero, Edwin Butch O'Hare.
So ORD is some sort of abbreviation of Orchard.
Orchard, that is correct.
All right, more knowledge, fun, and zaniness like this on the Great Chicago Quiz Show. Jeffrey, nice to talk to you. Have another great season. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on the show, John. It was really fun.
It's on 8 o'clock on Thursday nights on WTTW.